This is 90.3 KAZU. I'm News Director Krista Omenzon. Cash-strapped coastal cities could face millions of dollars in new expenses. The State Water Resources Board wants them to treat storm water that runs off into the Pacific Ocean as if it's sewage water. KAZU's Doug McKnight reports on what this means for one peninsula town.
Under the recreation trail near Lover's Point in Pacific Grove, Sarah Hardgrave points to a large pipe jutting toward the ocean. She's the city's environmental programs manager.
So there's nothing coming out of the drain, or there shouldn't be anything coming out of the drain.
That's because during the summer, any water that might come out of the storm drain is diverted to a sewage treatment facility. But in the winter, this pipe and 13 others along the Pacific Grove coastline empty thousands of gallons of untreated storm water into the ocean. The concern is not the rainwater itself, but what it washes away.
It's not so much about the soap when people are cleaning their cars, it's about what's coming off of the cars, the greases, oils, etc. All of that, you know, the kinds of chemicals and pollutants that you're using in your yard can actually enter into the storm drain system in a heavy rainfall.
The State Water Resources Board has ordered about a third of the California coast to stop releasing stormwater into the ocean. The parts of the coastline affected are known as areas of special biological significance. That includes Carmel, Pebble Beach, and Pacific Grove, along with some state parks, the Navy, and the Monterey Bay Aquarium. PG's Hardgrave says her city is stuck because there's no place for the stormwater to go except the ocean.
The city drains down a hillside directly into the ocean and is also situated on granite bedrock, so there's very little capacity in the land to absorb all of the water flow.
So Pacific Grove and 26 others received an exemption to the state order. That means it has until fall of next year to determine the amount of pollution in the stormwater and find a solution. This monitoring alone could cost the city up to $800,000. And that's not even the worst-case scenario for this cash-strapped city.
If we were to do the ultimate compliance of eliminating all discharges into the bay through some sort of stormwater capture system, which we have evaluated, that was estimated to be a $40 million project.
All this in Hardgrave questions whether untreated stormwater actually harms the ocean. Steve Schimmick has no doubt that it does. He's the executive director of Monterey Coastkeeper, an organization that advocates for the ocean. Looking out at the Pacific from Monterey's commercial wharf, he says the whole point of creating areas of special biological significance was to protect these important parts of the coast.
These areas are so significant biologically, and the major threat is pollution. We have to guard against pollution. So that was the vision.
He knows complying with the regulations will be tough, but says cities and agencies have to try.
So what I'm looking for is cities taking a good faith effort to control their pollution and, in a stepwise fashion, reduce it.
For Pacific Grove and others with the exemption, that means this fall and winter they will be testing stormwater runoff and need to have a plan for addressing stormwater pollution by fall of 2013. Doug McKnight, KAZU News.